This meeting is now being recorded.
Excellent. Thank you very much. This is the, I believe, 17th meeting of our Workstream 2 SOAC Accountability Subgroup meeting, and it's being held today on the 19th of January at 0500 UTC. If you are only on the phone and not in the Adobe Connect, if you'd be so kind as to let us know now. Not hearing anybody indicate that. We'll be taking our roll call from the Adobe Connect listings today. And with that, I'm going to ask, is there anyone who needs to update their statement of interest? Not hearing anyone indicate that. I'm going to get the call started proper now. Just before we do, if I can remind you all to speak slowly and clearly and identify yourselves before you do start speaking with your name to help our records, that would be greatly appreciated. We're not inundated with people here today. It's a fairly small turnout, which is disappointing, but these things happen, and hopefully a few more people may turn up as we continue through our call. With that, the agenda is in front of you. It's a fairly similar agenda to last week's call, although we will spend our time in the main looking at and discussing the methodology that's likely to be proposed and used by our drafting team one, which is looking at the capture of the data from the points, coming in from the responses from the SOs and ACs from our survey. With that, the first thing we'll be doing is covering off any of the action items that were from last week's meeting. Primarily last week's meeting action items were upon the group as a whole to see if we could shake some more volunteers into joining the drafting teams, and in particular drafting team one. I'm unaware of any new people who've joined that, but perhaps some of them have become more active. I'll find out when Farzaneh brings us up to date with Steve in just a moment on that. I'd also like to note if there are any apologies that have gone to the list, if staff would be so kind as to collect apologies from the list for today's calls, that would be great. And I just want to mention that it's a very important thing that if we are to finish on time and to get our work progressing as fast as we need to before Copenhagen and beyond, we will indeed need to ask a lot more of our drafting teams, and to that end I'm perfectly happy to spend the bulk of today's call for drafting team one to progress their work further with our group as a whole, but also to see if we can encourage some additional volunteers and engagement if at all possible. The other action item that was from last week's call was one predominantly for us to reach out, and in particular via Thomas, to see if we can encourage more of our people, more of the responses to come in from people who've indicated that they would be doing so. from the cohort, predominantly within the GNSO, that we're expecting some feedback from. We've been told that there are we're very close, just waiting for some sign-off on some additional responses to the survey coming in. And in this last week, we have also received and noted the input from the Intellectual Property Committee, so constituency. So that's excellent. So we do need to encourage any others that are going to be putting in any of the survey results to do so as soon as possible. And one of the things I wanted to discuss in today's call is if indeed we need to have a specific cut-off date or not. We may go either way with the continuing addition of data for our data capture exercise. So with that, I'd now like to see whether there was any particular sub-team activity since our last call. I'll probably ask that we see if there's any activity on general drafting first. And to that, I'll turn to Steve, because once I turn to Fazenay and the work being done for drafting Team 1 on data capture, we may as well roll straight into our review and discussion on the main work that is, I know, being done already by a particular Fazi, but the other group, and move into our next agenda item. So, Steve, over to you.
Cheryl, hey, it's Steve Del Bianco. I would honestly say that there has been no changes to the current state of the general draft report. So I guess I'd prefer to move to track one, and as you said, the next item on the agenda, and let Farzi take us in to the same thing we were talking about on our previous call, which is how do we analyze the responses that have come in. If that's okay with you, let's just move to that.
That's more than okay. And apparently I'm taking far too long covering the first two items, or should I say three items, of the agenda. I do apologise, Caruso, if you feel we're not valuing the time of you or any other participant. I would have thought having in fairly short order, and certainly without being other than to our timing for each of our agenda items as published, already being on the third point in the substantive discussion for today's call, that we were progressing perfectly well. I assure you there is no indication from any of your co-chairs that we other than respect and value everybody's time and everybody's input. But with that, Fazenay, over to you.
Very much, Cheryl. Fazenay Baby speaking. I'm sorry to have missed last week's call. So I'm just going to bring up the method that we are going to use for data capturing of the responses to the questionnaire. So what I suggested before, and I provided a sample of the work, was to not to go specifically through each question and kind of like capture based on constituency and SO and AC, but categorize these responses. And the categories that I came up with was, first, whether the designated community in SO and what the designated community in SO and AC is, and if they go beyond the ICANN bylaws. And the second is the rulemaking mechanism. So what sort of operational documents do they have? And the three is unique accountability mechanisms that they have, that is kind of unique to their SO and AC. And the convergence of the mechanisms and answers, and the divergence. So I came up with this method because I thought that perhaps we don't want to go to a compare and contrast exercise of the constituencies and advisory groups and advisory committees, because they are, as we all said and emphasized, they are different in nature. One mechanism might fit this so well, while it might not fit the others. The other reason that, sorry if I'm going too long, just cut me off whenever you think I'm talking too much. But the other thing that I came up with this method is not to kind of call out on the SO and AC and kind of have a general feeling of what sort of transparency mechanisms are out there. Where are SO and ACs in general, like, lacking some sort of accountability mechanism, and then draft the work plan based on that. So this was kind of my initial idea to come up with it like that. So, in response to your question, no, we have not received responses from everyone. And that is another point. I'm glad you're bringing that up because, so if we want to compare and contrast these SO and ACs, what if we don't get some responses from some stakeholder group and constituency? Are we not going to come up with work plans specific to them? So I think a general approach and a very soft kind of only like recommendations, suggestions for the work plan would be desirable in my opinion. And I would like to know what the group thinks because we have to come up with a method and then analyze all the responses and we really don't have time. And I'm trying to, we are also trying to find volunteers and we have a couple of volunteers. But we really have to finalize the method and then just go ahead and implement it. So if you can, if we can wrap it up during this call, that would be great so that we can agree on the method or on the mailing list, that would be great. Thank you.
Fawzi, it's Cheryl here. Apparently, Caboose would like more details on the specifics about the type of reply from the chat. He says, from those who have replied, did they reply on to the substance of the questions or merely reply in very general manner? And, of course, the document does link to all of the replies received as well, I believe, but perhaps you could address that question. And while I have the microphone, ALAC, I believe, as one of the particular advisory committees that is yet to make the final effort to hand their homework in, I live in hope, is still outstanding, but we believe it is pending. But we do have them in from the ASO, the GNSO, the CCNSO, the FSAC and the RSAC. We are also getting them in from various component parts of the GNSO. So far the DC, the NCUC, the IPC has recently come in and we're about to come in. There's follow up with MPOC as well. So I think it's a more than reasonable sample. Back to you, Fawzi.
Cheryl, Steve's hand is up, but I'm just going to quickly go over Kavush's question. Kavush, yes, so some of the responses that we got go to like specific details on how they do things and reply in like very like long answers on various functions and all that and accountable to mechanisms. And some of the replies are more general and directing us to their documents that they have. And as to your I don't have a list of the, so maybe the reply has not replied. I don't have the list of all of the people that have replied, and I'm sure I listed them last week, but we have received, I think, from one other, I believe we have received these two additional. And then, I'm just gonna go down and let it go, Mike.
Farzi, as you're listing, this is Steve Del Bianco. As you're listing those, I did want to note that only two subgroups, I guess, in GNSO had not, I think, even indicated to Thomas that they were preparing an answer, and that was the two contract parties, the registries and registrars. And this is assuming that we'll continue to see the responses that were promised. And I wanted to mention that when Brenda Brewer has pasted a link to the community page, I believe that Brenda's link contains more than the Google Doc folder that Farzi kindly created earlier. So the link itself includes more answers than the six that are arrayed in your lineup. And Caruso, frankly, what Farzi is attempting to do, let me try to be a tiny bit more direct with you. The task is very difficult to answer your question of did they respond as expected. We asked four specific questions, and each of them gave responses at varying degrees of detail to our four questions. And the only real way to answer your question is to simply read those documents. I don't believe that it's easy to characterize. Some did, some didn't. There's different degrees involved. So it's much better to just read it. And while I have the mic, I wanted to deal with Farzi's question. Okay, Kavus, I believe that would be something that I'm sure that Brenda could help us with, is to put both PDF and doc. If you go to the link that Brenda has put in there, there is a PDF for each and every one. So if you click on a link from Brenda, you'll see both a doc file and a PDF with everything in there. So, but back to Farzi's question about how do we analyze the responses we have. Farzi, on the last call, we brought up the document that you had drafted with examples. And the four ways in which your example looked at the responses was listed in the document, the designated community and whether they go on the bylaws, rulemaking mechanisms, what's unique about their accountability, a convergence of their mechanisms, and a divergence. And there was no criticism of that as an appropriate approach. But what we pointed out on the last call is that the bylaws require from us that we review and develop recommendations. So we have to review and develop recommendations. And it would strike me that that could be rather specific if, in fact, we review and develop recommendations. And in the recommendations, the bylaws themselves say that what we look at for each SO and AC, including but not limited to accountability, improving their process for accountability, for transparency, and for participation that are helpful to prevent capture. So the questions that we sent out to the AACs and SOs particularly brought up accountability, transparency, and participation. And so we endeavored to invite the SOs and AACs to tell us about those aspects. The four questions that you initially designed don't shine any particular light on participation, like recruiting and eligibility of members. And it doesn't specifically mention the word transparency. So I think on the last call, there was a general realization that perhaps the four general topics of questions, the five that you have, may not get us the specifics we will need to do a review of all of these groups with respect to how they do at transparency, accountability, participation. And since the bylaws indicate that that is the plan, we felt that was appropriate to discuss on the next call. And at the end of the last call, I took on to insert into the working document, the one that's displayed in Adobe, to insert the bylaws that guide what we're supposed to do on this particular track. That's at the top of page one. And then right underneath that, I just repeated the four questions that we put to the SOs and ACs. You know, with that having been said, I don't really know the right work plan to get this done. But I do know what the expectation of us is. That's the bylaws on page one. And I do know that the questions we asked were designed to get specifics on things like transparency and participation. And if the end result of what we do is to review what all the SOs and ACs do and to develop recommendations about how they improve those processes, that strikes me as rather specific. So let's debate that, Farzi, because it strikes me that it's more specific than just a general review. We are supposed to develop recommendations on improving their processes. Thank you. Farzi, you're asking in the chat, what if some don't provide answers, but then we'll just simply skip them. I agree with you. There's no need for us to get into that. If they didn't provide answers, we did what we could. But I don't believe we're going to be sure. We're going to have all of the ACs and SOs and several of the subgroups inside of GNSO. I mean, the participation's been outstanding.
So, Farzi, back to you, I think, because it's important that we do discuss this methodology further. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, please feel free to put your hand up and make interventions and suggestions. This is meant to be a development opportunity and a discussion of the methodology, not just a limited dialogue between a couple of our co-chairs. Farzi, and then if you wouldn't mind recognising Greg when you've made your intervention, Farzi, go ahead.
Thanks, Chair. Okay, well, I was not sure that the actual mandate of our mandate to actually come up with working plan for enhancing accountability of each SO and AC. That is a very we have to work hard on that. If we have to like extract everything and attribute it to each SO and AC and then come up with and then we have to categorize them. It's going to be complicated. And now I can see that Kavus is mentioning that if there is any further clarification, we have to ask for clarification if we don't understand or the answers, which would delay our progress. But I don't know if we have the means to do this. And also, if that is the case and we want to provide a recommendation or a work plan for each SONAC, I recommend that a lot of people join the drafting team one because it's impossible otherwise. Okay, great.
Go ahead, please, Greg. We can't hear you if you're speaking.
Sorry, I was falling asleep. No, absolutely not. I guess one question here, one point, in terms of just how we deal with, the answers that we receive, I follow the same thinking as Caboose, to put this all into some big spreadsheet, either simply, by answer, or if we want to be a little bit more careful, we can try to match the answer types a little bit more closely. As to what we provide as an output, it seems to me that rather than providing kind of customized responses for each SO and AC and FG and C, that something more along the lines of a best practices, practice sharing type of document, noting, trends, perhaps, providing, overall advice. I think that each organization's procedures, should not be identical. The organizations are not identical. And I think it's up to each organization in its own way and using its own means to look at this and operationalize it or interpret it. So I think that's to my mind, what we should do, and I think it signaling, giving kind of personal, comments back, I think, just opens up a whole, not so much personal, but, tailored comments for each group really involves a whole lot of, it opens up a can of worms. Thanks.
Alan?
Yeah, thank you very much. I don't think we can compare across the board. The groups are overall, certainly at the ACSO level, the groups are almost unique in that they each have their own structure and their own class or sort of constituency, and I use that term very generally. So I really don't think there's going to be a lot of similarity between many of these. Certainly within the GNSO, you're going to find more similarity than in the other units because most of the groups within the GNSO represent a class of people, of class of entities of which some subset are part of the, are active and some are not. And one can look at those with more commonality between the registrar stakeholder group represents registrars and some of them are members. The same could be said for registries. The same could be said for IP, intellectual property lawyers, or ISPs. So there's going to be a lot of similarity there, and you might be able to put them into a spreadsheet or something. But I don't think across the AC and SOs we're going to have nearly as much uniformity as that. So I think all we're going to be able to do is essentially present what they have given to us, perhaps in a summary form, So it's one can read it and not have to go through, you know, dozens of pages. But I'm not sure we can do a lot more. And I'm not sure that we really want to be in the business of assessing whether they're doing a good job or not. That being said, I have a question. And the ones that we've received so far, and I asked this question in the as I'm in the process of drafting the ALAC response, to what extent are people self-assessing themselves and giving a candid, you know, review of to what extent they are accountable, to what extent they have to make changes, or that kind of thing? Are we getting any of that, or are we just listing facts?
Fazi or Steve, if you want to respond to Alan's question before we move to Cavus, please.
Cheryl, I put into the chat that I'm not being an advocate. I'm simply being accurate as to what the bylaws approved by ICANN and all of us, the bylaws say. The bylaws charged us to review and to develop recommendations. And the recommendations were how to improve processes. So I don't see any need to make a giant wall chart and simply paste the responses that came back. They're not actually easier to read that way. The only way to make things become easier to review or digest is to summarize. And Farzi did quite a bit of good work at summarizing some of the responses that came back in the two-page draft that we discussed last week. But it will not meet our charter if all we do is review them. Our charter says to develop recommendations to improve the processes for accountability, transparency, and participation. And that, by nature, has to be specific. We can't just say that improve the processes across the board. I believe we'd have to suggest that improve the processes in GNSO because there's an inadequate amount of transparency, or it's relatively less transparency than the other groups. I don't think we have to do detailed work plans on each and every AC and SO and subgroup to tell them how they would need to improve processes. Leave that to them to do so. But if our review stops short at simply summarizing, then we wouldn't have met what the bylaws ask for. It might just be too much work to meet what the bylaws say, and this group can conclude, sorry, we just can't get it done. And that's fine if that's what we conclude. I'm simply trying to be accurate to what the bylaws and the charter for this group set forth for us to do. And review is only half of the job.
Thanks for that, Steve. Alan, is your hand for a right of reply before we move to Cavus?
No, I wasn't going to reply. I did ask a question, though, and I didn't get an answer to that. And maybe no one's, you know, reviewed them enough to answer that, but I thought I heard that Farzi had in fact looked at them in some detail, and I'm just wondering to what extent there's a candid self-analysis of how well people are doing or not. I know certainly from the FM at large, we are doing that, and we're in the process of that, and the report will say so.
Alan, that will be helpful, since not the other groups have, I have not seen that kind of self-examination or suggestion for improvement from the other responses.
Okay.
Let's put a pin in that, Fazi. Are you going to be answering Alan's question directly?
Yes.
Great. Okay. Let's get that over and done with, and then we'll move to Cavus. Over to you, Fazi.
Okay. Alan, sometimes in some of the responses, they say that we are reviewing our bylaws, or we have reviewed our bylaws, and we have I reviewed it to provide, like, for this shortcoming, that shortcoming, like that. But because our questions are really, like, we are asking them, do you have such and such mechanisms? These are, like, positive questions. So they give us positive responses. They say, yes, we do have. We didn't ask them, do you think you have, like, shortcoming in accountable mechanisms? So that's
okay.
Yes.
Perhaps some of us are more candid than others.
Thank you, Alan. Perhaps that is the case. Just as we move to Caboose, and I just want to point out that we have some excellent commentary going on in the chat, and we do need to make sure we're all also reading that. But it does appear that we are honing in on the fact that we are at this point still in the review, the data capture and analysis of those data points part of the operation, but that most of us are honing in on the preference, if not only sane probability, that we stick to relatively high-level recommendation documentation. Caboose, over to you.
Yes, thank you. That was a helpful exchange of view or helpful discussion, but still we need to work out how to take it from here. First, whether we wait until we receive the answer from those who have not replied, and second, to see whether the recommendation would be on each question or the substance of each question, or there would be other way around, how many recommendations would have. And then I have difficulty with some colleagues' way that propose that we do not go to the detail of the reply and just take what they have said, because if we put reply from one AC with the replies of the other, put them together, that may either overlapping or maybe inconsistency, maybe non-coherent. So there is a need to do something, to try to find something which fit the definition of recommendations. So at the end, it goes to the CCWG and to the public or ICANN later on and so on. So I think there are two ways to do that. Either the co-chair try to talk to each other to see what way they propose further on to review the situation, or they open an email discussions and asking further questions, because this call may not be sufficient to do that. But there are many things. And perhaps also to understand how this questionnaire has been deployed. I know how it has been deployed in the GAC. In the GAC, the secretary of the GAC or the secretariat of the GAC prepared a reply, put it to the comments of all GAC. No comments at all. So what you're discussing is the views of the secretariat of GAC on the accountability. Is it what we're expecting? I don't know what happened in the other constituencies, the other SOAC. So we need to hear from those how the questionnaire replied, how it was sent and how it was collected and so on and so forth. So these are the things you have to know. Otherwise, a recommendation which may not be look like a recommendation and may be difficult to implement. So there is a need to do some work, some homework, how to proceed and how to do with those who have not replied. Thank you.
Thank you, Caboose. Cheryl here for the record. I'm going to have to ask you a question in reply to your intervention, particularly to your last point, and obviously we need to recognise that, yes, there is a great deal of work to do, and, in fact, we had decided to go through a drafting team process, a sub-team process, to better facilitate that work, because we at no point expected it to be done only on weekly calls. But if there were discovery on our getting back to everybody, as you proposed, and we asked how was it or who was it that filled in the survey questions, and we tried to compare and contrast whether some were filled in by secretary and subject to, if not endorsement, some sort of commentary, which seems to be what you described happened in the GAC. And another group went through a more bottom-up, demonstrably more bottom-up process, and another group went through some third, fourth, or fifth style of response. What difference does that make if the answers are true and accurate? Just interested to know what additional information the who held the pen, and indeed even how it was signed off upon. It would be important if it was not signed off upon, but surely the how such responses were signed off upon is subject to the local requirements of the entity. So just help me understand what we would be gaining by that additional question. Not suggesting we don't do it, I just want to know why we're doing it.
I am not suggesting that you ask additional question. I am suggesting that once we read the reply, and we want to put the reply together from all SO and AC to establish the skeleton of a possible recommendation, should we face something that requires clarification, we need to get that clarification. Either we could forget something which is incompatible, which may not be right, or we need clarification to really understand. And I fully agree with the colleagues that recommendation would be in a very high level and does not go into the details. So we are not going to put all those things. So, but at least I think there might be some time that we need to look at all reply to one question, and if we found some inconsistencies and so on and so forth, we have to try to remove that in order to have a recommendation which is readable, understandable, and implementable. That is just what I said, that I am suggesting that you, kind co-chairs or whatever you prefer, still continue to discuss the way how to proceed. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Caruth. Would any of the people who've been putting comments into chat like to use the audio opportunity and have their comments into the audio record as well? Because there's some excellent interactions going on. Steve, your hands up. Go ahead. I'm just asking if there's anyone who's been using chat, whether they'd like to take the opportunity to put their hand up and make an audio intervention. But I noticed Steve's hand up, and I'm going to Steve.
Thank
go ahead, Steve.
Thanks, Cheryl. Farsi's original set of analysis was to look at unique mechanisms and convergence. Unique and convergence. Convergence would be places where many groups were in common. And then there was divergence. And so that is an analytical way to approach it, but it stops short of the judgment call to suggest, well, take a look at how the BC recruits new members from parts of the world that aren't currently participating. That looks to us like a best practice. They're collecting member dues, they're spending money on outreach events, and they're just making this up as an example, please. It's just an example. That starts to move towards the subjective judgment to say, wow, I think we've identified here what the BC is doing is a best practice. Then we can, in the recommendations, simply recommend that groups who don't meet that best practice consider in their own way improving their processes to converge with the best practice. Now, of course, everyone is agreeing we would never delineate the specifics of how, for instance, CCNSO would then implement outreach efforts. We would never do that. It's about doing the work to gather the information and then to highlight and describe the best practice in the areas of transparency, accountability, participation. And we did capture quite a bit on a subtopic of accountability called the ability to challenge the leadership of your AC and SO if an election or a decision didn't meet with a particular member's view of appropriate processes. So categorizing stops short of identifying what is the best practice. So our subgroup would have to do additional judgment work to come up with a best practice. And it could be that the best practice in a given area, like outreach or participation, could be a combination of something we observed from the BC and something we observed from the GAC, and put that together as a best practice. And in that instance, maybe not anyone is meeting it today. I think this could avoid the awkward part of comparing, say, GNSO and CNSO and suggesting that one is better than the other. We're going to have to avoid, whenever possible, avoid making direct comparisons of one to another, because, as you've said, Caboose and others, they're very different, these groups. We have different structures, different target communities served, and they can't all be the same as a result of an exercise like this.
Thanks for that, Steve, and of course, you know, underlining what you've got in bold text on page one of what's on the screen, which is the new header section, which gives the mandate direct from the bylaws. Of course, these improved processes for accountability, transparency and participation are the ones that we deem that are helpful to prevent capture. So with our mandate firmly in mind, I'm relatively confident we can find a pathway forward. Caboose, back to you.
Yes, I agree with Steve that going to the direction of the high level, we just described the convergence among all SOAC, and also when necessary or if necessary, talk about the departure or diversion, I call them. However, I suggest that before going the whole job, we do start with one, I call them, pilot question answering. That means we take answers from all SOAC with respect to one question and to see how we could implement it in a way that Steve described, and then come back to that draft to the meeting, one of the meeting, and to see whether that course of action is sufficient before going to the others. It would be helpful, because that would make a trial and error effort, and we correct us how we should proceed. Otherwise, if we start to all questions and try to make, we may need to redo the job, which is too much. So it is better just to take, just by chance or random, one question and reply from all SOAC and try what would be the possible compilation of those in the line that the Steve described. Thank you.
Thanks for that, Caboose. With that proposal in mind, I'm going to ask Alan directly, perhaps a less random approach, if the drafting team wants to go down the pathway that Caboose just suggested, and that would mean us perhaps committing ourselves to another call, may as well be the next one if possible, to look at a particular question in that way. Is it possible for the ALAC response on even one question to be in our hands by then, so it can be part of the review, or should we put off any consideration of Caboose's proposal until the ALAC has its complete response in? Do I sound weary on this, Alan? Yes, that's
yes,
deliberate.
Yes.
Good. I'm meaning to,
I will not guarantee that it will be an answer that has been fully approved by the ALAC. You will have something, if nothing else.
Okay, so that could be...
You may have the whole thing that has not been approved by the ALAC, but it's not likely to change completely.
I think at this stage, Alan, Cheryl, for the record, we would appreciate even a draft that is still under final sign-off.
then barring major illness, you will have it.
Okay. Well, stay healthy, please. That would be very useful on a number of levels, but certainly for our work as well. Just noting that it's delightful that Greg apparently thinks that I can be buoyed by song lyrics, but not sure at my age I would classify as a young girl, but thank you for the effort.
It's all relative, Cheryl.
That is true. Can I ask Fasne and Steve then to respond to the proposal that Cavus made about doing an exercise, perhaps I've embellished it a bit by suggesting it be an exercise done on one of our calls, or discussed on one of our calls, probably the next one, for a single question, be it a randomly selected one or not. I'm being deathly silent. Ah, there we are. Fuzzy, please, don't leave me hanging like that.
Sorry, Steve, did you want to intervene? Because I was actually going to ask Cheryl again what Cavus's proposal was. Sorry, it's late here and I've been up since a long time ago.
Okay, if I can paraphrase Cavus to some extent, Fazi, as I understood it, he was suggesting that a linear approach was taken to a single question, randomly selected or otherwise. He was saying randomly selected. I said I didn't particularly care. Where we go through the response from every A, C and SO, and obviously the component parts of the G and SO, to a single question, and we do an analysis of that in greater detail. That, I believe, is what Cavus was suggesting. And if he could let us know in chat if I have the wrong there. Steve, you got your hand up. Do you want to react?
Thank you, Cheryl. I put into the chat that if we took on the linear approach, I would recommend we pick the easiest of the attributes we are to review for best practices, and that would be transparency. I truly believe that accountability and participation are more complex, and transparency was a direct question. Transparency was part of our bylaws charter. So it's one where we could analyze their responses on transparency and try to come up in a linear fashion with the best practice we can observe. And it doesn't have to be just one group who does it the best. It might well be that it's a combination of attributes from different answers that we received. And then we could describe what is the best practice. And if we're ambitious, even suggest that we would recommend that some groups move towards the best practice because our review indicates that their transparency diverges from that best practice by a significant margin. Thank you.
Fazi?
Thank you, Cheryl. So this is a very good suggestion, but unfortunately, in order to implement it, we might face challenges, because when I was looking at the answers, some of the answers are, as I said, are like very detailed, and sometimes they are not. Sometimes they are not really responding exactly to the specific question. But extracting these responses and kind of like interpreting them might lead us to kind of interpretation of the text of the responses, which I don't think is a good idea. Thank you.
Okay, Kazoos also notes, show for the record, by the way, that the easiest question, this exercise with the easiest question may not represent the validity of the methodology in terms of how applicable it would be to a more difficult question. But I guess that's something we can still explore. So I have the two primaries in the drafting team taking two entirely different views in response to this. I'm going to have to get a tiebreaker in here shortly. Kahoot, over to you again.
Yes, I agree with Tatiana that some of the answers are so general when I look into the GAC reply that it may be difficult to get something out of it to fit in a recommendation. Nevertheless, it would be quite, I would say, sorry for this, so dangerous that we make an interpretation by one or two persons. I have no problem if you could guess what or how we understand, and that understanding should be shared with the whole group, your group, because to be sure that the understanding of the person is correct, but not directly understanding of Kahoot from the answer put in a recommendation goes to the CCWG and so on and so forth. That would not be good. So perhaps we should be careful that about this general answer. I am sure that many SO and AC provide a general answer because it's more easy. You provide general answer, you are saved. If you go to the details, devils are in the details. So that is always everywhere. So it is a difficult task if Farzana, for instance, wants to interpret that. She may need to share her interpretation or anybody else with the others to see whether we have the same impression. Thank you.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not seeing the clearest pathway forward here, and I'm also very aware that we have a reluctantly small group on today for such an important discussion on methodology. So with a couple of minutes towards the top of the call, and we do have a hard stop because I, for one, have another meeting starting in a moment or two. Let me do two things. Let me propose to you that we've had a number of important suggestions captured in discussion today, and so this has been quite a valuable exercise. We are continuing to have our plea for more volunteers to step up and be involved in this drafting team, but the likelihood of you doubling your number, Farzi, between now and next week's call, I suspect is extraordinarily small. So let's see if we do this cutting our teeth exercise as Greg describes Caboose's suggestion to a single question at next week's call. All right. So we'll involve a committee of the whole on it, which will enforce us to explore our methodologies further. To that end, with our next meeting being on the 26th of January at 1300 UTC, that's the 26th of January, 1300 UTC, and you'll note in the agenda the following and future meeting dates and schedules for your edification, that we ask the existing volunteers in the drafting team number one to grab a question. It may very well be transparency. Get back to us on which question it is and lay whatever groundwork they need to do for us to do this exercise with our committee of whomever turns up, hopefully more people than today, on our next call. So if you are in agreement with that, please put up a green tick. But before you do that, Caboose would like to make another intervention. Go ahead, please, Caboose. Go ahead, Caboose.
Excuse me. Next meeting, the agenda item should be concentrated only on this methodology, but nothing else. So we have to concentrate on the methodology in order to have our way forward for the future, but not having so many other items on the agenda. Thank you. If you agree.
Caboose, with the exception of the administration, which is mandatory, I think that is exactly what I suggested we do.
Yeah.
So we will have to do the admin because we have to do the admin. And all that means is we won't do updates before we get into this discussion as proposed. So with that, I'm going to do something that I feel is mandatory, which is thank you all at the top of the hour for your attention and for attending today's call. Thank the staff for their assistance. And thank in advance the drafting team volunteers who are going to do interesting picking a line question out of the hat and getting back to us for a dedicated call on our cutting of the teeth exercise. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, thank you one and all, and this call is now terminated. Bye for now.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye. Bye.